Welcome to Women Writing Men. This is episode 45. I am Delaney. I'm here with Mariah.
Hi.
And this week, we are doing a book called House of Salt and Sorrows by Erin A. Craig. And if you have been listening to the podcast, you may recognize that name because we have done another book by Erin A. Craig.
She only has two books, and now we've done them both.
Yeah. Her other book is called Small Favors. It's one of our top
books. Is he number one?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he is our number one. So we were like, Erin, do you want to add a couple more men to our list? Her guy Whitaker is currently at the top of our list of the most attractive men in fiction.
And that was her second book.
Yeah.
House of Salt and Sorrows was her first book. So did she get better with, like, as she went, or?
Yeah, I think she did.
Me too.
Not that this one was bad.
No.
It just wasn't as good as Small Favors.
I agree.
Yeah, so first thoughts is that.
That was definitely one of my first thoughts. I really liked Small Favors more than this. But this one kept me interested.
I remember
that.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to know
what's going on here. Yeah.
Which, that's her shtick.
Yeah, it's very compelling in terms of you're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I love just, like, the atmosphere of her books.
Yeah.
They're very, she'll pick a theme kind of thing and just go all in on it. And it's, everything is like that. Yeah. Like, they're just, they're an experience to read. Quick summary?
Yeah, I was, like, thinking this is where we're headed. And I was trying to remember. I remember the premise. I remember, like, what the back of the book says. Which is... She's a sister. I don't know her name.
Eulalie. No, that's the other. The main girl's name is Annalie. Eulalie is the girl that has just died.
Okay. So Annalie is one of many?
12.
12 sisters. And they have one by one been dying from oldest down.
Yeah. Annalie is like the 7th or 8th.
Something like that.
And 4 have died.
Yeah. And they believe they're cursed.
Rightfully so.
It's just like a matter of time before another one dies. And there's magic.
Yeah.
I remember they were walking through a magical door.
Yeah.
But it wasn't what it was. There was like some intrigue about the magical door and where were they really going. And I don't remember what was actually going on. I remember a little bit and I'm like, who was it? Who was the, and what were they? So there's like
some other stuff.
And there is a boy. Mm-hmm. He works in the village.
Yeah, he kind of shows up mysteriously. Okay. A little like Whitaker.
A mysterious boy that shows up. But there's another boy. A fisherman?
Yeah, he's like their friend who works at the lighthouse.
But she kind of like, okay.
There's a weird like love triangle,
but like there's two boys.
There's two boys.
And she liked the fisherman boy at some point, didn't she?
Yeah, and then she kind of like loses interest in him. I don't know.
I don't know. These are the vague things that Mariah remembers, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot better than last episode, everybody.
Where Mariah was constantly surprised by what was happening.
Oh, yeah, and so also, before we get going, this book you gave to me for my birthday? Can't remember what you gave it to me for. You gave it to me for something. Originally, I was just going to read it as a pleasure novel and not a podcast novel. So I didn't start taking notes right away. And then I was like, there's a boy. And we both enjoyed his first book, so I'm going to start.
Yeah.
So I missed the beginning of the book
for
in terms of
notes.
Okay.
And I think Mariah also just wanted me to read it. So then she was like, it's a podcast book.
It's a podcast book. I mean, you probably would have anyways, but now we're going to talk about it.
Yeah. And it is, it's fun to talk about these ones.
Yeah.
So yeah, my first note is just that I love Erin A. Craig's naming style, like the names she chooses.
Yeah.
They're all like so adorable to me. I love Eulalie, which is just, I don't know why. It's like a fun name to say and it just is cute to me. But yeah, so there's the 12 sisters. They're the Thomas sisters. I don't remember the names of the other ones they'll probably come up because I'll probably have written them down because I enjoy their names so much.
Yeah.
But Eulalie has just passed away.
Yeah. How did she die?
She drowned. She was up on a cliff and then fell off the cliff. Because this whole book is very like Oceanside. They live on an island chain. Her father is like some kind of shipyard master person. He's like a noble person in this island chain. So, and then the other thing is the first of the them to die was actually the mom, who died, I think, in childbirth.
For the
last. For the last.
Obviously.
Yeah. And so they have a new stepmother.
Morella.
Morella, which she has a name where you're like, she seems like she's going to be a bad person. Which is weird that you can know that by her name, mm-hmm. but that is the name she was given.
Is it because it rhymes with Cruella?
I don't know. It just feels like, a bad woman name. Ava, Octavia, Elizabeth, Eulalie.
Are dead. Camille is next
like, to die.
Well, also next oldest. So she's the heir to dad's
stuff because all the other sisters have died.
Yeah.
And then
after Camille is Annalie.
Yeah. And then there's the three youngest are Honor, Mercy, and Verity. So they just call them the Graces. But I don't think they're triplets. Mm. And then there is a set of triplets. Oh, I wrote them down. Rosalie, Ligeia, and Lenore. So now everyone who's listening is going to be like, how the hell am I supposed to remember these names?
I mean, that's what I said. I'm like, so many sisters, how will I remember? But, and I mostly didn't, but you probably did.
It worked for me in terms of she grouped them well, you know? Yeah. Like, the three youngest are just kind of a grouping. And then the triplets. There's a triplets that are a grouping.
And then, like, I remembered her and Camille.
Yeah, and then that's...
And then the other ones were dead.
The other ones are dead. Resolved. And so Morella, the new stepmom, she pretty quickly reveals herself to be kind of sucky. Because they're at, like, the funeral for Eulalie. And basically, this family has been in mourning
forever. Like, they never come out of mourning.
Like, they've been wearing black shades on the windows, everything, for, like, years. Because every time they're, like, almost out of mourning, someone else dies.
Yeah.
And Morella is like, you know what, guys? This is just too sad. Let's just not deal with that. And so at, like, the day after Eulalie's, like, funeral thing, she's like, I'm pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then she basically calls an end to the mourning, mm-hmm. period. Which everyone else... Some of the girls are okay with it. Like, some of the sisters are okay with it because they're like, oh my god, I can't be in mourning for another year.
Yeah.
But I think Annalie is like, this is too wrong.
Yeah. And there was one girl who really didn't like it, right? I don't know if it was Annalie or
I think it might have been Camille.
Who was like, ah.
I think Camille is like mad at Morella.
But I also, I mean, the thing I wrote is that Morella is a kind of adult too. Like, that's the way I read it or portrayed it, and I don't really fully remember. But I remember thinking, she's just really dumb.
Yeah. Initially, it seems like she is dumb as opposed to malicious.
And that's what Annalie tried. I remember Annalie trying to console one of them, and, like, she's just...
She doesn't understand.
Yeah, she doesn't understand, and she's coming into this where we've been living with this, and it's our sisters. Like, mm-hmm. And so Annalie kind of tries to push it away, like, tries to justify... She's not bad. It's got to be that she's an idiot. And maybe I was like, yeah, I'm going to go that way with you, Annalie, and assume she's an idiot and not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, the other thing about Morella is she's from the mainland, so she's not from their culture. Yeah. And
there is a culture.
There is quite a bit of culture. Then we're introduced to that guy Fisher, who...
Is his name Fisher?
His name's Fisher.
And he's a fisherman?
He works at the lighthouse. Okay. He's a lighthouse keeper, and
why did I call him a fisherman? Is it because his name was Fisher?
Maybe.
I have notes for this now. Are you on chapter 5?
I'm on chapter 3.
Oh, wow, okay. Maybe chapter 5 is when she goes to talk to the fisherman, and in chapter 3 she talks about going to talk to the fisherman?
No, there's...
His name's not the fisherman.
Oh! You're so confused.
I'm so confused. Fisher is the lighthouse man, and in chapter 5 she goes to talk to
a fisherman. Yes.
Okay, continue chapter 3. I don't have anything about him in chapter 3.
Yeah.
So you're going to introduce Fisher.
Yeah, so we don't actually meet Fisher, like, on the page. He's just discussed because he is the son of their maid housekeeper lady who has cared for them.
Hannah.
Yeah, a lot. Hannah's great. So Hannah and Fisher are discussed. And then I wrote, there's this note that she finds, and I don't remember how she found it, but she found a note that was for Eulalie. Maybe it was in Eulalie's room or something.
I don't remember.
But it says, I dwelt alone in a world of moon, and my soul was a stagnant tide, till the fair and gentle Eulalie became my blushing bride. So then...
Anna Lee
is like, Eulalie was engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And so then she was like, who was...
And she doesn't know about this. This is a shock.
Yeah, and she's like, so Eulalie was out on the cliff to meet someone. Like, what was happening? Like, did he kill her?
Yeah, and who was this someone? I need to know.
Yeah, so there's a bit of a murder plot going on. And then, yeah, I don't know what chapter I'm on, but she meets Cassius.
I don't have that either.
Okay, she meets Cassius for the first time. So Cassius is the main guy in terms of... She talks about Fisher and, like, having a crush on him when she was a kid.
Kid, yeah.
And then she meets Cassius, and she's like, I really like him. Also, Cassius or Cassius?
I think Cassius.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
And I wrote, Cassius is very swoon. That was my first note about him, because he is very charming.
I can't believe I didn't write about him. When do I? I don't even know when I start writing about him.
Because I'm coming up on chapter 6, so I must be in chapter 5. I don't know where the chapter
is. Oh, there he is. So there is a boy. His name is Cassius. He's a flirt. He's a bastard.
Mm-hmm.
He has long hair that she says was unfashionable. He is tall compared to her. Honestly, it gives me the same vibes as Whitaker.
I wrote, I like him. He's flustering me.
Anna is immediately interested in him, picturing him touching her cheek. She wants to spend more time with him.
Yeah. But okay. That it was just like they met in passing.
Yeah.
He's coming through because his dad is sick.
Yeah.
And his dad lives on the islands and he's from somewhere else.
Yeah.
But we don't know where.
Okay. There was a poem in her locket.
That's the poem I read.
Yeah. I'm where you're at and I'm filling in the holes you didn't have.
Okay.
Okay.
And then chapter 6.
And it was in chapter 5 that she's going to go investigate the fisherman who found Eulalie's body, and she decided it is a murder.
Yeah.
Now I'm on chapter 6.
Yeah. I think, I don't know what she learned from the fisherman. I should have written it down. But I think she does learn something from the fisherman.
She finds a blind one. Is that the fisherman?
Yeah. So the blind...
Who talks about a locket and falling stars and that something is coming. He gives me Trelawney vibes. But I don't know what he talked about.
Okay. Well,
I wrote it down.
We'll move to chapter 6 then.
Okay.
So Verity, the youngest, is 6 years old.
Yes. Oh, good. She's 6 and is mentioning seeing her dead sisters and talking to them.
I wrote, she's definitely actively talking to sisters' ghosts. And like, so the funny thing is, at this point, I actually like came out and talked to Alex and I was like, I hate the trope.
That little children see dead people?
Well, no. The little children are talking to dead people and are very clearly talking to dead people. And then no one believes them. And they're like, oh, kids. So, yeah, that was annoying. But it didn't turn out to be that way, is the thing.
Like, yeah.
It wasn't actually. It wasn't quite the trope.
Mirella also finds out, and I don't know. Mirella finds out that even if she has a son... Like, on the islands, this is a cultural thing. Mm-hmm. On the islands, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Women who firstborn
gets it. Whether it's a man or a woman.
And she gets upset, and Dad's like, no, this is the way things go. And I was like, go, Dad.
I know. I know. And it's, you know, when you as the reader learn this, you're like, okay, Mirella, I don't know how I feel about you so much.
And then Camille is also, like, everyone's getting mad at Mirella.
Yeah. The other thing is Annalie has found a handkerchief and a lock of hair, which sounds weird, but like that, I don't know. It's the olden times of some kind where you give people hair.
Yeah.
But it's super blonde hair.
Yes. So she's like, I will find this hair, mm-hmm. which will bring me to the groom.
Who murdered Eulalie.
Yeah. Which she does. She finds him pretty quickly.
Yeah.
His name is Edgar.
Yeah.
He is not keen to talk to her.
Yeah. I didn't even write that, apparently.
About Edgar?
Yeah.
I don't... That's all I've got.
Okay.
His name is Edgar. He doesn't find... And then I also put in another dig at Mirella, which is that she doesn't understand their religion.
Yeah. I'm on chapter 7 now.
That is what I put in chapter 7.
Okay. What I put in chapter 7, which is completely different, is that they go... To pick up dresses for the ball.
Well, that's when she must find Edgar.
Yeah, yeah.
Out and about.
They're out in town.
Because they're doing a ball, everyone.
They're doing a ball.
Which is the first time they've done a ball, probably, since anyone died.
Yeah, it's for the three triplets. Because 16th birthday.
They haven't come out. They're like, it'll be their coming out.
Yeah.
Which I guess Camille, I think that's a part of why Camille's mad, because she didn't get one.
Yeah.
And neither did Eulalie. Or, like, Annalie.
Yeah.
Like, because they've all just been mourning.
Yeah. So, the shopkeeper lady, she's like, I make dresses for the goddesses. And it's very much implied that gods and goddesses and stuff just walk among them. Mm-hmm. Like, they're just people. Mm-hmm. And I wrote that they needed these new dresses because apparently they burned all their mourning clothes. And I was like, that was a bold move, guys.
I mean, I get it. And, like,
symbolically?
Yeah, we're, like, we're taking back our power.
Yeah. But I'm
we're
also
saying,
like,
no more mourning.
But I'm also like, guys, you might need those. chapter 8?
Yeah.
Verity has some drawings of the dead sisters.
I know. At this point, I was like, I'm a little afraid of this book. Like, this one I found scarier than...
Yeah, it's a little more, like... Although there was such unsettling stuff in Small Favors. Like, with the like, mutilated animals and stuff.
I guess so. I mean, yeah, but this one, I like, that was unsettling. The word I used here was, I'm afraid. Like, and it might have been because I was sneaking at night. Like, we were in this dark room, and I had to use a flashlight to read. And it was a place I didn't know. Like, there's, like, yeah. The context also matters. But I was like, ooh, I'm spooked. And it was specifically because Verity has been drawing pictures of the dead sisters, and they're, like, in the dead. Yeah. Not like, oh, I'm going to draw a picture of my Eulalie in a pretty gown. No. Yeah. Like, dead, drowned.
Yeah.
And same with all of them. Like, dead.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yuck.
Yeah. It's a little stressful.
And also that they're, like, wandering around the house. See, there's multiple levels of this. Like, the dead, drowned sister, but, like, in the foyer.
Yeah. And, like, doing things.
Yeah. And Verity's afraid.
And, like, the other thing is Verity's talking, too, about, like, this dead sister, like, lurks at the end of my bed and watches me sleep.
Ugh.
Yeah.
It's so spooky to me. And Anna is looking at these pictures, and they look so real.
And like, she's, like, and Verity's too young.
Yeah, like,
to
the
even
first,
know what the first sister
the
was.
The first sister was, died 4 years ago when Verity was 2 years old.
Yeah.
So Anna's like, you shouldn't know what Ava looks like.
Yeah.
And they don't have photos.
Like, they have, like, one, but it's not, like, the same picture. It's, like, Ava, however she died.
Yeah.
Which they all died in, like, accidental ways.
And also, like, quite unusual.
Yeah, like, one of them, like, fell off a ladder in the library. One of them drowned in the bath.
Yeah.
Which is also, like, what?
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, at this point, I'm like, ooh, I'm spooked.
Yeah. So, chapter 9, Annalie has, like, a vision of an octopus, like, coming out of the drain in the bathtub and, like, drowning her in the bath.
Because she's freaked out and trying to think, like, how did my sister die drowning in the bath? What came for her?
Yeah. And it was Elizabeth who is the one.
Who died in the bath.
And that's, like, Elizabeth and Eulalie. Okay. So that's the one. In case anyone is keeping track.
And when she wakes up, she has bruises on her back that look like fingerprints.
Yeah.
I also... Also, this book might be too scary because I'm kind of scared to go to sleep. I'm going to watch an episode of The Office I wrote. I also wrote, all I can think of is, and then in quotations, this is a Titanic scenario, and is love going to be enough? Question mark. I know that makes no sense because I'm tired and I have no idea why that's like the Titanic.
How you knew it didn't make sense, but then you were like, I gotta note this anyway.
I said, that's the thoughts in my head. I better write them down. I like don't know what I mean. Titanic and is love enough? Love is not enough for Jack and Rose. Is that what I was, I don't know.
Oh, maybe you were like, it's like a doomed thing where you were like reading this book and feeling like she was just gonna die. Like,
maybe.
Like, and all I the guess sisters are going
to
die.
Yeah, and I was, like, trying to bring in Cassius. I don't know. I have no idea. But apparently at this moment, after these terrifying hallucinations and dreams, I'm like, is this the Titanic? Okay.
Chapter 10.
Yeah.
The other thing I think from chapter 9, I wrote plus Fisher. which is literally meaningless, but I think it's because Fisher showed up.
Yeah.
Like, he's come back from the lighthouse because of the party ball that they're having.
Yeah. And I wondered, is this a love triangle that's going to happen?
Yeah.
Because she talks about how she needs to be madly in love, but she hasn't seen him in a while. He's been off at the lighthouse training. He seems really sweet.
Yeah, he seems really sweet. But then, so the girls are at the ball, and they're all like, no one will dance with us. And it turns out that everyone thinks they're cursed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe justifiably.
Yeah, no one wants to go near them.
Yeah. And so they're all pretty upset.
Yes. And I wondered, with Anna, figure out. I really don't remember what's going to happen in the second half of this book. I remember the first half much better. Well, like, she figure out how to stop the next murder before Camille kicks the bucket.
Yeah.
So, and Anna also sees and kind of hears Eulalie's ghost at this point.
Yeah.
And Camille was there, but Camille's like, you didn't hear anything. So then I'm like, again, in my head, I'm like, are there ghosts? Yeah. Or is Anna starting to, like, hallucinate things?
Yeah, it was very weird.
Yeah, you don't know.
And I also, like, it's the question of, are the ghosts malicious? Or are they trying to, like, warn you and save you somehow? Or, like, what's happening? So Annalie finds the pocket watch or something, and she's decided she's going to talk to her father about what she's figured out about the murder situation so far. But then it doesn't work. I don't know.
I just wrote Anna can't talk to Papa about it.
Yeah, I think he gets like...
He's going on a business trip. Is that...
Yeah, he's going on a trip, and Morella's dealing with her pregnancy, and he's like, Annalie, just help Morella be pregnant.
Yeah.
And stop making things bad.
Yeah. And Morella's, like, terrified that her baby's gonna die because of the curse. And I'm like, dude, there's, like, so many people who have to die before your baby.
I know, like...
There's so many more sisters.
Like, yeah, you're good. I also, like, the Morella being pregnant, I was just like, this is exactly like Small Favors, where I'm having so much fucking anxiety about this pregnancy.
Baby, yeah.
Like, I've never read books where I feel so anxious about pregnancies. It's just because, like, weird things, when there's a pregnancy, you're like, something bad's happening here. But yeah, so chapter 12.
Sure.
So she tells Fisher that she thinks Eulalie was murdered. And then I wrote she has a moment with Fisher.
Yeah, I gave it details. She cries about her sisters. Fisher hugs her. They share an intimate moment, like, in terms of being hugged. No, nothing more than that. She asks if he believes in ghosts and spirits, and then she tells him, oh, so she doesn't just talk about the murder. She's also like, I'm seeing ghosts, Fisher.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he talks about Pontus's door, which Pontus is a god, and allegedly there's a door that he uses that's on the islands to, like, get around to other parts of the world. Which, looking back now, that makes sense that he was the one who told her about that.
I can't fully remember what happens with Fisher.
That's okay. You'll learn.
I know one bit, but I don't remember all the bits.
Okay. Chapter 13?
I'm just looking at some other bits that I wrote in here that I wonder if I want to ask you about. One thing that he does say, which helped me be less afraid, because she was like, what's happening with Verity? What's happening with me? And he's like, well, you're just in grief, so maybe your hallucinations are just like grief hallucinations. And Verity has literally only ever grown up in, like...
With death surrounding
her. So, like, what would she draw is death.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, maybe, maybe this is
maybe
all
maybe everything
just...
is fine.
Yeah. And poor sisters are just dying for no reason.
Yeah.
Obviously, that wouldn't be as interesting of a book, but that...
it gave you peace.
Yeah.
So you could go to sleep.
I also was like, are there metaphors with the sea turtles and the octopus and the squid? In this chapter, the squid kills a sea turtle out of spite. Are they the turtles? Is someone killing them for spite? I was like trying to
make it make sense.
Because the sea was so, again, you said, like, the sea was so important.
Yeah.
And I was trying to say, okay, why is the sea so important? And what is it teaching us about their story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really know, because their family was represented by the octopus. So then it's weird that it was killing sea turtles. Actually, that could make sense. I don't know.
Okay.
Chapter 13.
Yep.
I wrote Morella has twins. I don't know if they told us that or if I assumed that.
Oh, I didn't.
I didn't talk about it at all.
Didn't talk about it.
But then they go to talk to Edgar, who is, Annalie believes that he is Eulalie's fiance. Edgar says that Eulalie found something she shouldn't have.
And she wanted to flee and run away that night.
Yeah.
And that's why they were at the...
They were going to meet, but then he never was there.
No, he was there.
Oh, and he saw a shadow and...
Yeah. But he was, like, in the water or something? I don't... Like, no, that was the fisherman. I don't know where he was, but...
He saw a shadow.
Yeah.
And he's like
someone else was there.
Someone else
pushed her.
Yeah.
Camille doesn't believe Edgar. Lely does.
Yeah. And then Annalie tells Camille about Pontus's door.
And then they decide they're going to use it.
And then they decide they're going to find it and use it. Which, chapter 14, they just go looking for this magic door. And they find it. And I was like, okay, it was that easy.
Except for that makes sense now again too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. That it was that easy.
Yeah.
And then they find this magic door. And by they, I mean, it's like all the sisters and Fisher.
Yeah.
And then they go through and immediately get invited to a ball.
Yeah.
And they're just like, okay, we'll go tonight. And I wrote, I'm worried Fisher is going to die. I think because there was like another man contender, I was like.
They've got to kill one.
They got to kill this guy.
I mean, I got re-afraid because I was like, if there are magic doors, there are probably ghosts. Like, one chapter, they'd calm me down and be like, no, this is just normal, you know, mental health stuff. And then the next chapter, magic doors! I'm like, okay, well. So they're going to go to the ball.
So I wrote, they go to a very magical masquerade, and Cassius is there. And so Annalie's like, how are you here? Because this is so far away.
Yeah, because this is a real place. Like, it's ask where it is.
Yeah.
And it's a part of their...
Their world.
World. It's just very far away.
Yeah.
So at this point, I'm like, oh no. Aaron A. Craig does have like a plot line she likes to go through because I was like, why is Cassius here? This seems suspicious.
He's a sketchy man.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always have to maybe think that he might be a real problem.
Yeah. Yeah. And she kind of like hangs out with Fisher and he's like really into her.
Yeah. And then a spooky man dances with her. There's like this like unsettling man who like, he's not being like weird in, he's got bad vibes.
Okay. I have more thoughts.
Yeah.
Cause I was in chapter 15, which just basically is like Fisher is into her. Mm-hmm. And then in chapter 16, he calls her the prettiest girl. And I was like, why do we have Fisher? I was like, you were pondering that he is going to die.
Yeah.
I was like, he must be the villain. Because he can't exist in this world.
Yeah.
Because clearly we're going to end up with Cassius. And then Cassius is here. I'm like, that's strange. How? I don't even know where here is yet. But we do find out it's a real place. Now I suspect him of not being human. And then, and then Fisher and him have a stare down, I say.
Yeah. I wrote, his mom is a goddess for sure, about Cassius. And I don't remember why I knew that at this point, but I did know it.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey guys, we're back. My cat just destroyed something. I had to go clean it up.
So I was talking about Cassius is here. It's strange. Is he not a human? And I, at this point, have decided I'm Team Fisher.
Oh. Wow.
Because he is very, like, this is what I want. He's not being suspicious.
Yeah, Cassius is being suspicious.
Cassius is being suspicious. She's like, why are you here? How did you get here? And he's like, ooh.
I don't know. How did I get here?
And Fisher is like, I like you. I want to be with you. And I'm like, good man.
Yeah.
Be clear. Yeah. So I did like that. And I was like, you should get rid of Cassius. Stop thinking about him. And then she dances with the creepy dude because Fisher kind of gets like his bee in a bonnet. Because she's clearly more into Cassius, I think. Yeah. That's why she...
Yeah, it is. Okay. He's upset because she's clearly more into Cassius.
And then she wants Cassius to kiss her. I'm like, stop! No!
Go back!
But he doesn't. He's just like, let's dance some more.
Yeah. So, chapter 17. At this point, they go to different dances every single night.
Yeah. Like, they are never sleeping, basically.
They don't sleep. They just go to dances. And this is... I probably should have mentioned this sooner, but this is a play on, there's an old fairy tale called The 12 Dancing Princesses.
I wondered, because the other one's Rumpelstiltskin, so I...
Really?
Yeah.
Why did I not know that?
Yeah, because the three, you need to guess the woman's name.
Oh.
That's Rumpelstiltskin's shtick.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I genuinely didn't know that, and somehow I knew this one was.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Because I wondered if this one was, but I don't know that story. So I was like, oh, maybe she didn't do that. But no, like, she actually, her plan is...
To do a an obscure fairy tale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Fun learning.
That is a fun fact. Yeah. So, and then the thing about the 12 dancing princesses is the father issues like a thing, being like, if you can figure out how my girls are wearing through their shoes, then you can marry whichever one you want.
Yeah. That's it. I was like, maybe it's Cinderella. So she started having nightmares too?
Yeah.
More different nightmares about a creepy woman with pale skin that looks like a mushroom.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. She has black hot hair, dark eyes that shed black tears and sharp teeth. She wants Anna to dance with her. She keeps asking Anna to dance with her when she goes to the ball. And I'm like, more creepy. Fisher has been ignoring her. He's like, you reject me, I'm done.
I wrote, father comes home.
Father is home. He tells Anna to drop the murder stuff.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Yep.
And then he says the Papa thing about the shoes and the thought. Also, though, I started getting suspicious of Fisher immediately after being like, Team Fisher. Because she finds out that Hannah has not been spending time. Like, when Fisher has time off, he doesn't visit his mom. And I'm like, well, what was he doing?
Yeah, he's acting sketchy now.
I'm like, ah! And I said, oh, Erin A. Craig, you're so good at making us suspicious of men.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in our society, people lean that way.
But it's still like, it's crazy how she can make you love a guy
and
then also
immediately
be like,
you're like, oh man, he's probably bad.
Yeah, he's murdering someone right now.
But also being like, I hope not, because I really like you.
yeah so she goes to talk to Edgar, who urges her to go speak with Roland,
who is the valet.
Well,
you know what, and it's, I say valet because I watched what's that called? Oh, that show called that nothing happened. Downton Abbey.
Oh, they say valet.
Oh. Like in Britain, they don't say valet, they say valet. Isn't that funny? But anyways, here we do say valet.
Yeah.
Yeah, Edgar suspects the valet. Valet, I can't. But Anna's like, Anna doesn't, but mm-hmm. She's like, I'm going to go talk to him anyways because he's around all the time.
So he might know something. Yeah. And so I wrote, she has another moment with Cassius.
Yeah.
And I wrote, he's amazing. A guy swoon. Like, every time she interacted with him, he was swoon for
See,
me.
See, I wasn't as into him because it was so much like the first book.
It is.
That I was like, oh, it's just the same thing. I want different.
Yeah.
Because it was. She was like, she's like, I can't control myself when he's around. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it was just like Whitaker. Mm-hmm. I need a little bit different.
Yeah, that's fair.
She's like good at writing one kind of man. I wanted a new one.
Yeah.
I have his smell.
Oh my God, you have his smell? That's exciting. Go ahead.
Amber and warm. I don't know if it meant warmth, because that makes more sense. But anyways, that's what he smells like.
Okay, that's... Erin A. Craig, that's not in our top tier of smells. You gotta do a little better than that. I wrote, then Edgar gets murdered.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, he gets murdered. Okay. Where are we? Edgar is dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
He, like, fell from his shop window.
Yeah. And Annalie thinks she sees someone upstairs with him.
Yeah. And so, she heard noises upstairs when she was talking to Edgar, too.
Yeah. So then she, like, runs upstairs, and I'm like, oh, probably a ghost up there. But yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's what I remember.
Okay, what else do I have in here? I just said, so much happened. She asks, in the Cassius conversation, she's like, hey... Like, are you a sailor? Like, what? And he's like, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, like, he's very sketchy.
He's so sketchy. Not in control of himself. Fisher invites her on a date.
Ooh.
Which she doesn't get to reply to because that's when Edgar dies. At this point is when I finally figure out all of the sisters and how they're all related. Well, not they're all related by sister, but like.
Yeah, order they are going in and who the hell they are.
I'm not going to say it because you already did. But it took me to chapter 18. Fisher's also back, and I again am like Team Fisher. I really flip-flop.
Yeah, clearly.
Because he says, I could never be mad at you, Anna. And then she has a panic when she thinks that Fisher's dead. I don't know why she thought he was dead. And then I was like, pick Fisher.
Yeah, I don't know why she thought he was dead either. that doesn't make sense to me for this part of the story, but I don't remember what was happening.
Anyways, I'm done now. Chapter 19.
I wrote, Annalee has a spooky time with Eulalie and Edgar and Verity. Is this where there's like the moths?
The Graces are dancing in Mercy's room, and I suspect that they aren't, or that Mercy is alone with ghosts or something. I think it's that she... I don't know. Moths. Yeah.
Yep. It's moth time.
I had the... So one, I said, one thing the author is good at doing is making me think everything is important, which was so hard because I'm like, what's important?
Yeah.
And but normally in a book when I'm like the bad books we read, I'm like, oh, this is what's important. Mm-hmm. And, but in this one, I'm like, it could be literally anything.
Yeah.
I don't know what's important here.
There's some kind of like clue here.
The Graces are the little ones.
Yeah.
Mercy is one of the little ones. Mm-hmm. She goes to talk to Roland. He knew Eulalie was running away, but he wasn't here. He has an alibi.
Mm-hmm.
Anna's having terrible hallucinations. That's the moth. Verity, that's the baby, right? Mm-hmm. Talks with Eulalie, and Edgar is with her now. Oh.
Yeah, Verity's like, oh, Edgar's here now.
Right.
He's with Eulalie.
Yeah.
It's all very spooky.
And then Eulalie tells whoever, I guess it's Anna, that she was murdered by Anna?
By somebody else.
That's why I'm confused, because I wrote by Anna. I'm like, what? No, she just says, I was murdered to Anna. And then Verity disappears. There's moths everywhere.
Yeah, there's moths everywhere. And then so Annalee runs
to Papa.
To tell her dad. And her dad is like having sex with Morella.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so awkward. But then her dad's really mad at her.
Yeah, because there's nothing, obviously.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you just don't like Morella. And she's like, no, actually, Dad, like. Something's happening.
Something's genuinely, like, I'm having a crazy time. And he's like, you just don't like the stepmom. You don't want me to have sex with her. So chapter 20 and 21, I literally just have Morella's having trouble with the twins and they're planning for the churning. And then chapter 21, Cassius is coming for the churning.
He might be coming... To the churning?
The churning.
What is that?
It's some kind of event that they're having. It's like a cultural thing.
Okay, I called it a ball, so.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's or a festival. I kept.
Yeah, it's like a changing of the seasons kind of festival. Because it's like the waters are changing or something.
Okay, yeah. So what else did I say? Camille is desperate. She wants a husband real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Verity feels like she is the cause of everyone dying. Poor little girl.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This
What's
animal.
He doing?
Sorry, guys, I had to stop my cat from destroying it to roll up paper towel again.
Okay, so, yeah, what's happening? They're planning for this festival. Anna convinces the triplets not to go dancing. Because at this point, she's pretty creeped out by the stuff. Like, I think she has stopped going, hasn't she?
Yeah, but Camille is going, like, every night.
Every night. And she's like, we should take a break. And I also point out that the Graces really like Morella.
I don't know.
They're into her.
They just need a mom.
They need a mom. And then chapter 21, you already did. Cassius did come to visit.
Mm-hmm.
His dad died a few days ago, but he didn't really know his dad, which makes me think that the captain was not his dad. It was just his way of having a reason for being here.
Yeah, he's being a bit sketchy. But this is the point where their father, Papa,
does the...
He's like, if anyone can figure out what the hell my daughters are doing to their shoes, you can have any of my daughters.
Yes, and the girls are not into it, but...
And at this point,
declaration.
At this point, I was very confused. Well, so Cassius comes, he comes to talk to Annalee, and he's like, maybe I'll give it a try. Like, try to figure out what's going on, right? And she thinks that he wants to do it because he wants Camille.
Cassius?
Yeah, she thinks Cassius wants Camille.
Okay.
And he wants, like, the whole fortune and everything. Because I think he makes, like, a joke kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. There's a moment that gets ruined because he implies that he would pick Camille if he solves the riddle.
Yeah. But the weird thing at this point is, you know, he was at that first ball.
So he should know.
So he should know the answer. So it's very strange that he's like, maybe I'll give it a try.
Yeah.
Because it kind of implies that he's just like saying that to her.
Yeah. Where Fisher, on the other hand, handled this all very well because he also knows.
Yeah.
What's going on with the shoes, because he was involved, but he's like, I'm not gonna do it because I want you to pick me for me. I'm not gonna force you to marry me. I'm like, good job, Fisher. Like, I was so team Fisher.
Yeah.
Papa, I've declared as an angry drunk, which I didn't really enjoy.
Yeah, that was kind of unpleasant, but it's also, like, he's good in every other sense, so then it's kind of okay. I don't know.
I'm also wondering, at this point, I'm like, someone's a trickster.
Yeah, somebody is, like being sketchy here.
No, no. Oh. Actually a trickster.
Oh, like you were like, there's...
I've named it, because they talked about tricksters.
Yeah.
As a thing that existed in their world. And I was like, someone's a trickster. Is it Cassius? Who's the trickster? Someone's mm-hmm. a trickster. That's what I had decided.
That's interesting that you decided that, and we're Team Fisher. Chapter 23. Mirella wishes she and Annalie could be friends.
Yeah, they have this, like, sweet moment where she's like, I have no friends. Annalie has the softest heart. Because Annalie does try with Mirella, where Camille is like,
I hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, Annalie, like, Mirella lends Annalie a book, and she's like, maybe we could talk about it after. And it's like, nice. It's nice, like, it reflects well on Annalie mm-hmm. more so than, like, you know, as a reader, you're not like, ooh, I really hope we can be friends with Mirella. But, yeah.
And she also tells her to go for it with Cassius.
Chapter 24.
Yep.
I wrote, Annalie wanders down an alley after Spooky Man. So they're at, like, festival activities.
They are at the festival.
And, yeah, she sees the Spooky Man from the dances.
Yeah, and she follows him.
Follows him.
To the red light district of town?
Yeah, which was really random to me.
Yeah. I wondered if that man was also a trickster. I'm like, everyone's tricksters now. Who's a trickster? Mirella? Cassius? Someone.
And then Cassius finds her there, which is, again, very sketchy of him to find her
there. Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, how convenient,
yeah,
Cassius, that you've shown up.
And rescued her from the weird place that she's at.
And I again, was afraid in this moment. I wrote, I'm afraid, questioned whether I was. What if the curse is that the trickster, oh, this is my hypothesizing, the trickster convinces the sister next in line to kill the heir sister.
Oh, that would be really interesting.
That was what my hypothesis. Camille killed Eulalie. Eulalie killed the sister before her. Because I was also trying to understand, like, Camille got so angry and, like she gave me the brother vibes from the first book.
Yeah.
I was like, she all of a sudden just took this dark turn and became so obsessed with finding a man. And I was like, I don't know, it was so out of character, and I was trying to fit her in, and I'm like, well, she'd be, like, pretty, you know, messed up if she had been tricked into killing her older sister.
Yeah, that would have been very interesting, actually. I kind of wish that was the thing.
That wasn't the thing, everyone.
Yeah.
But I said, so many potentials. She does leave us guessing. Mm-hmm. She, the author.
Yeah. So Cassius and Annalie get hot chocolate, and he makes it clear that he likes her.
Yeah, he's like, I'm thinking I'm going to stay around here and be a Fisher because, like, you.
You, because I'm so into you.
Yeah.
And she reveals that she taught baby sea turtles how to swim. Like, she found them on the beach and then took them to the bathtub and, like.
And he, like, knew that she liked turtles. And I'm like, how do you know? And then he's like, oh, Verity told me. I'm like, no, she didn't. I don't trust you. And then I also wrote in this moment that she's made for Fisher.
Wow.
I feel like we have such a different take on this book.
Yes.
Yeah, I was like, Anna wants to be at the lighthouse. Obviously, she's made for Fisher. Obviously. I don't know why. And then she tells the sea turtle story.
See, and I wrote, I was all like so pro Cassius because I was like, the thing that I actually loved about this is he finds out about that she rescued these sea turtles, and then she, like, kicked the bath, like, she went in the bathtub with them, kicked the water so they would learn how to swim in the surf. And I was like, I love that Aaron A. Craig gives me a reason why that guy loves that girl, you know? Like, it makes sense. It's not just he saw her one day and decided I'm in love with her. It's like, there's real reasons why he's like, I really like you. You're so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron A. Craig makes the girl great, and that makes you, like, love the guy who loves the girl.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway.
He kisses her now,
and
I say, he's such a player, because he says, look, the fireworks are starting, but there are no fireworks, and then he kisses her again, implying that their kiss is the fireworks. I'm like, oh, wow. So smooth.
Yeah, he is. I thought it was cute.
Now things are taking a dark turn.
Yeah, chapter 25. Rosalie and Ligeia are missing. So that's two of the 16-year-old triplets.
Yeah.
And I wrote Lenore, who is the remaining triplet. She is not okay.
And she's like, they are dead.
Yep.
And they've been gone for a while, too.
Yeah. And Lenore's like, I feel it. Like, they're dead. And I wrote, Cassius knows more than he lets on. Which, again.
Yeah, because he knows the names of the older sisters, which she hasn't told him and no one has told him.
Yep.
And he looks like a deer in headlights. Like, he doesn't come up with a lie in that moment. Like, he's caught.
Yeah.
Untrustworthy.
But then she's like, I have too much shit going on to deal with you and this right now.
Yes, and then I said, I just want her to pick Fisher. And then while this is happening, there's a man lurking in her room trying to figure out how her shoes are.
Yeah, I know. I was like, there's a different creep who's looking through her stuff. And he's like one of the guys who was at the table when the dad was like, so if somebody can figure this out. And he's just like creeping through her underwear drawer. Like, he's just being really creepy. And then Cassius is like, you need to leave. You're really weird.
Yeah. It's like so weird.
But then Annalie figures out where the triplets might be, and she, like, runs off to them.
Yeah, because Lenore has twigs in her hair.
Yeah.
And she assumed the three of them were together, but she's like, why didn't Lenore tell me about, like...
Yeah,
like Lenore has no idea where they are.
Yeah.
But she figures it out based on what Lenore has in her hair.
Yeah, so chapter 26, they're dead. They're not alive.
I was pretty surprised.
I was so surprised because... It's not in order.
No. I was like, they're going to be found.
Yeah.
And then they weren't. Why are we skipping people? Did it get explained?
Yes, kind of.
Okay. Cassius tries to soothe her by kissing her. And I didn't like it. Because it feels out of place.
Yeah.
I remember it. I will never forget. What show was it? Oh, Vampire Diaries. After someone died, they have like shower sex, like to mourn, I guess. I don't know. And I remember being like, literally after I think it was her auntie died, and they go home, and then, like, she's having a shower, and then literally washing the blood off of her body, because it's Vampire Diaries. And, like, whoever she was with at the time, they just started having shower sex, and I was like, I don't think this is the time. There's just times for, like, romantic intimacy.
And that wasn't it?
That's not it. And I felt like that with this, too. I mean, obviously they don't have sex, but I just think, like...
Not the time.
Not the time. Hug.
Yeah.
But don't go in for the kiss. Her sisters are dead. I don't know. I just...
Yeah. Chapter 27.
I did think this was sad. They died holding hands, and, like, one of the girls was, like, reaching for Lenore.
Yeah, but Lenore wasn't there.
Which I guess is good for Lenore, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah. So many things. There are six sisters left. Half are gone. Fisher... How did Lenore survive? I'm so confused.
Yeah, Fisher thinks they were killed, and the berry branch was, like, planted on Lenore.
Mm.
Which, again...
And Fisher's like, it was Cassius.
Yeah.
So and I was like, it makes sense. He's new to town.
Yep.
He's suspicious. He knows the older sister's names.
It's plausible.
No one knew the captain ever had a son, yet Cassius
just shows up. Yeah.
He went to search the stables and was gone for a long time, and his cheeks were super red as if he had been outside for a long time. Maybe, you know, finishing off his dirty work.
Chapter 29?
Yeah.
So... She, like, Annalie accuses Cassius of murdering them.
She thinks he's a murderer, but is going to show her. He's going to show her the truth.
Yeah.
He takes her outside and they apparate.
Yeah, that's what happens. So he's the son of a goddess. Lainey called it.
Yeah.
And so he's like...
Oh, wait, I have to say something.
Okay.
I just have to read my notes because they're funny. He takes her outside and they apparate. That's the Harry Potter word, and I can't think of the normal word. And then I thought for a while, and then in all caps, I'm like, teleport! Okay, now you can tell us about the fact that he's a goddess's son.
Yeah, so he's the son of a goddess who, I think it's Versha?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
She, like, talks about the door that they were using, I think, with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like... He's like, I don't think that was Pontus's door. I don't know what the deal with that was. But he reveals that he was not at the ball that one night that they went. And so it's like, well, where the hell were they?
Yeah.
And who was there? And why was he there but not there? Yeah. Like, it's sketchy.
He also explains how he knew the dead sister's names, because this god... I don't know if she's the god specifically, but when people die, they go to the brine.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to spend a lot of time there.
Yeah.
And he met her dead sisters as they rolled through.
And, like, they talked about
her. And he was like, I want to go meet that girl. And that's why he came.
Yeah.
So it was actually all good reasons.
Yeah.
He talks about that. He talks about making wishes, like the scene from Tangled. I really was, like, into the scene. I was, like, connecting it to all these other things.
Yeah.
Is this book going to end up with the two of them making wishes together? I want to get to the end for sure, though. I think it does end with that, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
They kiss some more. Shouldn't y'all be spending some time figuring out what is after the sisters?
Yeah. Yeah, this is, like, that is a weird thing with Aaron A. Craig books. Is, like, it constantly feels like there's bigger things they need to be dealing with than the romance.
Okay, two more points. She gets a smell.
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
Yeah.
Lady smell.
Sunlight. And then she says to him, what does sunlight smell like? I don't think it has a smell. And then I thought, yes, you're right, girl. I love that you pointed it out.
Yeah.
Also now, I suspect Fisher.
Interesting.
I'm off team Fisher. I'm on team Cassius. All his reasons seem plausible. Fisher is my suspect.
Yep. Chapter 30. So I wrote Annalie has a very unpleasant dance experience.
Yeah. So now she's going to go to the ball and Cassius is going to follow.
Through the door
so that he can see where they're going.
Yeah.
And she has a bad time.
Yeah.
The creepy guy's back.
He's like forcing her to dance.
He's telling her that he killed the two of the three.
Mm-hmm. And there's like, he like makes the whole dance like horrible. Like it's all like there's blood and guts and rotting fish.
But as she starts to dance, she doesn't want to stop dancing. And then she gets hungry and running fish. Yeah. She sees a huge turtle that has been mangled but not killed as, like, the centerpiece to the food.
Yeah, and then, like, maggots all fall out of it. It's pretty unpleasant.
And Cassius never comes. And she's like, where's Cassius? Like,
why aren't you coming to this yet?
And she's like, I am going crazy. Or I'm in hell. Like,
something horrible is happening.
So then I'm like, I'm worried about Fisher, like, because he told them about the dang door.
Yeah. Yeah. So, then Cassius wakes her up.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't go anywhere.
She
didn't.
She was asleep. She says she went to the ball, and Cassius like, no, I have been
watching you dance. For hours.
In your bedroom.
Yeah.
Asleep.
Yeah. And then they go to the other girls' rooms. And all the other girls are dancing.
Because he's forced her awake out of this thing. And all the other girls are in their room dancing.
And just dancing and having a great time.
But they're having the same, like, dancing hallucination.
Yeah, like...
Like, they all are going...
When they talk to each other about it.
They all did the same thing the night before. They go to Verity's room last. And the weeping woman is there, possessing Verity.
Yeah, and being
Verity. And it's like, come with me. Cassius turns on the lights, and then the lady leaves. Yay.
And then there's crisis because the lighthouse has gone dark.
Yeah. There was a shipwreck and the lighthouse has gone dark because that's what caused the shipwreck. And now I'm like, oh, Fisher. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Things are not.
Because he's supposed to be in charge of the dang lighthouse.
Yeah. So chapter 32, Fisher died a long time ago, actually.
Oh, yeah, because Fisher's supposed to be in his room, and he's not even there.
Yeah.
So then they go to the lighthouse, and he's dead.
And they find his body there.
And who goes? Her and Cassius?
Her and Cassius go. And, Fisher's dead, and he is, like...
Fisher is dead, and Silas, who was also the lighthouse keeper, the two of them were together. Yeah, they're both dead.
Yeah. And then Fisher, like, he's been dead for 2 weeks, or however long, and somebody has been possessing his body... And walking around as him.
Yep.
And...
Which I thought the guy did a good job. At possessing, like...
I know. Really well acted.
Whoever it is.
Great performance. They managed to light the lighthouse somehow. But then they, like, can't get back. Because whatever thing leaves them there or something.
I don't know. I basically say we find out everything in this moment.
Yeah.
Chapter 34... We find out, does she come to tell them? There's a half-god.
Yeah.
It's Cassius's aunt. She's the god of madness and nightmares.
Cosmaros.
I didn't write her name.
Okay.
She has been doing the most recent stuff.
Yeah.
Only recently. She didn't kill the first four.
Mm-hmm.
Was that just...
Chance?
Chance? Like, actually?
We might have to wait a little bit to talk about it.
So she's been doing this because she's got a deal with a trickster. The trickster is the creepy man.
Mm-hmm.
And a human has a deal with the tricksters for the girls to die.
Yeah.
Who made the deal? Now, Morella.
Yeah.
Is everyone who I thought was innocent actually evil? I'm like, who is this? Okay. Anyways, Cassius says they have to kill the human that made the deal. It's the only way to stop it.
Yeah.
She considers summoning the trickster to end the bargain by striking her own. Oh. Annalie. Cassius warns her not to make a deal with a trickster. She says she cannot imagine wanting anything enough to summon him, but she is literally planning on doing that. What a dumb thing to say. That was nothing. We can continue.
So chapter 35, they don't think it's Morella. They think it's somebody else.
They think it was Sterland.
Who's like their father's friend.
Who was supposed to marry Evangeline.
Who's the father's sister. Let's just skip it because it doesn't matter because it wasn't right. It's wrong.
Right. Yeah.
This felt like an annoying redirect because it was like so out of nowhere. Like, I don't know. It was like a last minute redirect and it didn't work for me. So chapter 36.
She realized she loved Cassius too, by the way, last chapter.
Yeah.
Chapter 36.
So the madness is getting rough.
Oh, yeah.
That literally, that's all I wrote. But like, I remember it in terms of like, Annalie comes back and they are just like, she can't see Cassius anymore. And everyone in the family is like, you're crazy.
There
like,
is no Cassius.
There is no Cassius. Like, nothing that you think is real is real. It's real.
Yeah, she goes to, and Verity is missing, and now they're accusing her
of
killing Verity, because they're like, where did you go?
Where did you take Verity? Like, where is she?
And then they accuse her of killing everybody, and then they all also knew Fisher's been dead. Like,
she's like, Fisher's been here, and they're like, no, he's been dead for two weeks.
And she's like, what? Like,
what is fucking going on? Yeah.
And then Cassius was there for all of this, but he hasn't talked. And now she goes to look at him, he's gone.
Yeah.
And then she says, what about Cassius? And they're like, no.
There's no
Cassius.
Yeah.
And then she's like, so then I'm like, is he also like, did the trickster make that a little? Like, what is real?
Yeah. It's very like, what the heck is going on? But then he like pushes something over. Like, he pushes, like, a book off a shelf or something. And she's like, that's Cassius. I'm not seeing.
Yeah.
And everyone in my family isn't believing things right. And it's...
Yeah.
It's very messy.
Yeah. Was Cassius...
Chapter 37.
Yeah.
I wrote, it increases. So I don't know what happens, but it gets worse.
I said, so spooky. They all think she's insane, which makes sense. I don't know. I didn't actually really talk about this. Camille did talk, because I was thinking, like, people did talk to Cassius.
Yeah. It's very weird.
It's so weird. So did that not happen? It's so confusing. Now Morella is in labor.
Yeah.
And they literally are all like, Annalie's a murderer.
Yeah.
So they don't want her to help anymore. They've like, I can't remember if they like bar her in a somewhere. Like.
Yeah, it's.
It's a madhouse.
Yeah.
Everyone's terrified of her. Is Verity dead? That would be sad. I'm like, what is happening?
But then, so Morella's having, like, she's having the babies, and the dad is like, I don't fucking know what to do. No one knows what to do.
But Annalie was preparing.
And Camille and Annalie have a moment together where, like, Annalie's like, you know that something, like, she's like, I might be crazy, but don't you feel like, you know what's real, you know? And they have a moment of, like, even if this is all insanity, like, we are still we're still sisters.
Yeah.
We can do this. And so they go, and they're like, that's our brother that's being born.
Are they two brothers? They know there's twins.
They know it's twins, but they're like, that's our sibling or whatever. Yeah. So they go in there, and their brother dies, which is sad. Their human brother dies. And then the other twin is some kind of horrific creature.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was Morella.
It was Morella, guys.
And at this point we find out that Papa's not the greatest guy in the world. So she fell in love with Papa, who turns out to be pretty seedy. She killed Mama?
That's the thing. I think she made a deal with the trickster, because she, like, had met the dad.
Well, Dad was already married.
And she was, like, she was working for them in some capacity.
So, yeah, they basically have an affair.
Yeah.
But he's like, I'm not going to leave you.
I'm not going to
leave my mom. My wife.
Yeah.
So she kills the wife.
So she goes to the mainland and she makes a deal with the trickster. And then the trickster kills the wife.
Yes. And then Papa says, I will marry you once mourning is over. But then his three daughters die by randomness. So he doesn't.
I thought they died as part of, like...
I said, I don't think they are a part of Morella's plan.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Then Morella sees him with another woman, and then she's like, what the heck? And then he beats her. You don't remember that.
I don't remember that, but okay.
But she still loves him, So she calls the trickster up and says, make me pregnant so that he has to marry me.
Oh, okay.
Because she's pregnant with his
baby.
Yeah, yeah. So he ends up...
And then she's like, make it a son. I'll give him a son. And then the son will inherit everything.
But the baby ends up dying. And the payment the trickster said was I will take all the sisters that are left as payment. Mm-hmm. Marilla does regret it because she does come to like the sisters when she starts to live with them.
Yeah.
Which is why she gave Anna the book.
Yeah.
So that Anna wouldn't sleep at night.
Yeah.
Because she knew the trickster was causing the sisters to kill themselves at night.
Yeah.
And the other baby is actually a monster, half trickster. Mm-hmm. And the house is on fire.
Also, the house is on fire. I don't remember how the house is on fire. And then Marilla gets eaten as well by the trickster or the baby.
Yeah.
Or something.
She, like, lets the trickster take her. Bad bargain because Marilla never asked for a living son.
Yeah.
That problem was with bargains, man. You got to be so specific with these things.
Yeah. You can't just be like, I want a son. You have to
I want a son and he will live until 85.
Yeah.
And he will be good.
And he will not be a creature. And and you won't murder anyone. And you won't hire another random goddess of madness to have people murder themselves. Like, you have to be so specific.
So yeah, both Camille and Anna in this moment are like, should we like make a bargain with the trickster to get our sisters back? And they contemplate this and then they go, no, maybe not.
No, maybe that doesn't we actually go as well.
We just have to move on.
Yeah.
With the six that we have left.
Yeah.
As long as Verity's still alive, we're their six. Because we still don't know.
Yeah. So they get out of the burning house. Like her and all of her other sisters, but they still don't know where Verity is. Cassius has saved Verity because Verity was still there. She was there the whole time.
The trickster made her invisible.
Yeah.
And Cassius invisible.
But they could see each other, so then they got out.
Yeah. But Cassius dies in the process.
Yeah.
And I say, this can't be a... And I guess it's been revealed that the monster is there to laugh at the misfortune. Mm-hmm. So there's no one there. So I was like, this must be real. Cassius is dead.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's gone. I wrote he dies / disappears because they don't like find his body or anything. He's just gone.
Yeah. Months later.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so
Also Papa died, I think.
Yeah, I think he died, but Camille's like, we'll rebuild. And she's like, I'm going to take over and it's going to be fine.
And Papa's dead. And 7 months later, Anna Lee is the lighthouse keeper.
Yep. And she's with like all her sisters. All her sisters. Camille's back there.
She takes care of the little ones, the little three. And then what about Lenore?
Lenore's with her.
Okay. So all the sisters live at the lighthouse except for Camille.
Yeah.
Camille's rebuilding and they do the lantern thing, which I knew was going to end this book.
And then she wishes on the lantern and then
Cassius is back. How is that possible?
Because his mom is the goddess of like wishes.
So she just granted the wish. So he really did die?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
He says he also got his wish and that the two of them have the loudest wishes in the land.
Yeah.
So much left unanswered, I said, but I wonder what.
Yeah. So, final thoughts. I didn't love the reveal in this one as much. I felt like there were a lot of interesting directions you could have taken it. And the, like, goddess, like, I liked the goddess of madness part where she's like, what's real and what's going on. Mm-hmm. But it just seemed like very random that was the thing mm-hmm. that was happening, you know? And then it also made like all the ghost stuff just random madness.
So that was just madness. They weren't actually ghosts.
Yeah. It basically makes like everything just gets explained as that was random madness as opposed to being significant in some way.
Yeah.
And then I feel like that kind of cheapens it. Yeah. And then like the redirect about it being like one of the dad's friends who did it. I don't know. It just wasn't enough for me.
Yeah. If the dad's friend and that story had been more interwoven.
Maybe.
But it came too quickly.
Yeah.
Because we're like, you know, we're suspecting Cassius, Fisher. At some point I started to go, maybe Hannah's in on it because Hannah and Fisher are.
Yeah.
And Hannah also became a maid for them right after the first girl was born. And I was like, there's some like.
Relation there. Yeah.
So if they had been like, what if it's Hannah?
Yeah. That might have been stronger. Yeah.
That might have been like, what if it's Hannah?
Yeah.
Because there were things that made me wonder, but then they just kind of threw this thing in right the last second. And I was like, this is too convenient.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that.
Yeah. It also like, yeah, it's funny like having read Small Favors already because you're like, Aaron A. Craig got better. Like, yeah, she got better at it.
Yeah, congratulations.
I know.
As an author, you're improving.
You're improving.
Just can't wait for the next
one. I know. The next one is going to be, like top tier. Because it also, like, it forces her to be more creative in certain aspects as well.
And that is one thing that I mean, I talked about it already, but I did find there was too much similarity. Mm-hmm. There was too much, like, the two men were very similar in how they behaved. So I was, like, not as interested in him. Yeah. I'm sure if I had read it in the other order, Whitaker wouldn't have been as interesting to me. Because I just wanted something new. Mm-hmm. I wanted a new way to experience. And I think I felt that a little bit, too, in the way that the story unfolded, where we had this big reveal, chaos ensued, just like in the other one.
Yep.
And then it just...
And then it...
Ta-da, we're done.
Yeah, and then it wraps up so quickly afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also, like, something I love that Aaron A. Craig does is that, like, the sibling relationships are so strong, especially, like, the sisters. And just the familial relationships are such a, like, vital point to the story. But then she also just kills siblings all the time, which I don't love as much. But I don't know. They're just fun reads. Like, they're very interesting. I don't know.
Yeah, they are.
Like, you want to, like, you're like, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah. She leaves you, what are those called? Page turners?
Yeah, yeah.
She does good page turners.
Yeah. So, ranking our man.
Are we ranking Cassius or Dead Fisher? Obviously,
we can't rank Fisher. He was nothing. He wasn't even a real boy.
But the fake boy was great.
Yeah.
The hallucination. See, I guess the unanswered for me was what was real and what was hallucinations.
Yeah.
Because that you never know. Like, I wonder, did other people actually see Fisher or was it just her?
Yeah. I think the god, like, the goddess of madness was, like, in his body using him.
So did the others see him?
I think
so.
And
then they later hallucinated to her, made the everyone else say, no, you're crazy.
Yeah. They hallucinated, like, that he had died 2 weeks ago.
Which was true.
Yeah.
Like,
it's such a, like, yeah, no, it's crazy.
Like, she just basically revealed to them the truth. Like,
yeah.
Unmasked the hallucination for them.
Yeah.
When it was convenient.
Yeah. And like, the thing about it just being mad, like, the issue with the madness thing is it kind of took away from the trickster element, too. I kind of wish the madness thing had been either toned down or, like, it had just all been the trickster, you know? Mm-hmm. I feel like the madness lady was just kind of, like, thrown in there to make it even more chaotic.
Yeah.
But that one moment where she's like, what is real and what is not real? I genuinely don't know. And you as the reader are like, I don't know.
I have no idea. Which is what we love. It's something we talk about. We want to feel the way the reader is feeling. Or the character is feeling.
Yeah.
And when we feel the opposite of that, because we know what's, like...
We know. If we had known what was real in that moment, it would have just been annoying.
Yeah.
It would be, and like, so why are you acting so, like...
Yeah. And so many authors fail at that.
Yeah.
They give you too... They make... Maybe the thing is that we just don't like omnipresent books. Yeah. Like, we want... But the thing is, that's not true. We have read books that aren't omnipresent, yet they write it as if they are.
Yeah.
That's the problem. If you're doing an omnipresent book, do an omnipresent book.
Hold on. Yeah, so are you ready to rank him?
I'm ready to rank.
Or were you still...
I don't think so. All I want... My conclusion is, be better.
Be better. Other authors?
Other authors, be better. If it's first person, we should only know what the first person is feeling.
Yep.
That's it.
Okay.
This is going to be extremely hard because I never liked him the whole time.
I know. You were so Team Fisher. I was sketched out by him.
Oh, I went back and forth with him. And I only started trusting Cassius right at the very end.
He's above Will Grayson.
But he's... Okay. Who's Aaron Gregory?
From our last book.
In 5 years?
Yeah. I think he's above Aaron Gregory.
Oh, man. I mean, technically, he should just be right below Whitaker because he was the same guy.
Yeah. I'm not putting him that high. I'd put him under Callum.
Okay, fine.
You want him lower?
No, I don't. I mean, if I were rating this without you...
Would you put him in the Tate zone?
That's what I was thinking. That's exactly where my head went, because he has to be better than Rysand and Tamlin. He can be better than Tate Walker. I would put him at, like... Between Tate and Wade. Maybe between Wade and Andrew Grayson.
I'd put him above Andrew Grayson. And I'd put him above Will Grayson. And I'd put him above Aaron Gregory.
I know. You've decided your place. And I decided my place.
Okay, well, okay, so I would put him at 5, and you would put him at 7?
Yeah.
So then we'd put him at 6. Okay. That's the only place he can go. So yeah, he's coming in at number 6, after Aaron Gregory, and above Will Grayson. He split up the Gregory Grayson Grayson trio. Yeah, out of 28. So, Aaron E. Craig, you write some fairly attractive men. Actually, the most attractive men at this.
Currently number one.
So, yeah, if, I don't know why you would read it after listening to the episode, but.
If you would like to.
If you'd like to. House of Salt and Sorrows. Oh, I can.
Our number one fan found out, just listened to the podcast where we gave her a shout out. So I can give her another shout out and say, hey, number one fan. Next time we hang out, I can give you this book.
Number one fan, read our copy.
We could sign it.
Just so you guys know, our number one fan is Mariah's cousin. And she's amazing. I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, and the other thing I was going to say is we know what book we're reading next, and it's the finale of season 3.
Yeah, it's not going to be a real episode. It's going to be
a bonus. It's quite episode. A long book, though, for a bonus. But anyways, it's a bonus. Okay, it's called Guild by Raven Kennedy.
Thanks, Mariah. Yeah, so stay tuned for that. And then, we'll be taking a break after that. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening. Check us out on our website, on Instagram. If you want to support us on Patreon, you could. You're awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Say bye, Mariah.
Goodbye.